Hey, welcome to the AI Chronicles podcast. I'm your host, Kyle James. Today, we're going to be diving in head first on how a SaaS home renovation company called Formis is using AI inside of their own business. And we'll share the exact steps that you can take in order to implement AI for yourself. Now, before I dive into that, listen closely. Are you looking to implement AI inside of your own company or just struggling to get your AI to stop hallucinating? Speak to GPT Trainer. GPT Trainer literally builds out and manages your AI agent for you, eliminating hallucinations for good. Go to gpt-trainer.com. I promise you, it'll be the biggest time-saving decision you've made all year. Trying to set up your AI on your own is like trying to build a house from scratch. Sure, you could do it, but the time and frustration it's going to take you to get it finished just isn't worth it. It's 1,000 times faster and safer to hire professionals. Schedule a consultation today. Once again, that's gpt-trainer.com. Today, I have with me Melissa Wood, who is the founder and CEO of Formis, a platform redefining the pre-construction process by leveraging their proprietary product called SADDY, an advanced AI engine that guides stakeholders, manages critical data, and streamlines project planning. Super excited for our conversation today. Welcome to the show, Melissa. How are you?
Thank you, Kyle. Appreciate you having me on. I'm doing great.
Awesome. Super excited this conversation today. So tell me, give me some background here. How did Formis come to be, and what exactly is Formis?
Yeah, so personally, I went through renovation hell myself as a homeowner. So 9 years ago, I moved to Austin with my family, and we bought a house that needed to be fully renovated. We were excited to jump right into the process, but were quickly blindsided by the unexpected costs, the delays, and even unsafe conditions for the family. And several years later, I started consulting with a design build firm, primarily in sales and marketing. And just through that experience, I had transparency in the pains from the professional side. And I recognized the common barriers between the professionals and the homeowners, and realized that there really isn't a solution out there addressing those barriers. So I set out to create one, and Formis evolved.
So it was really almost like because you had the pain of like when you were moving to Austin initially, and it was such a, I guess, like a time consuming process, and I imagine just very frustrating. That's what kind of birthed Formis was, is where it came from. Wow. And so as far as like who you're reaching, is it mostly like homeowners, or is it, contractors, people who are in the commercial space? Like what's kind of like your, I guess, niche that you've helped
So
people
our
helping with.
platform is designed for project owners. And so right now there's not really one entry into home renovations for homeowners. Oftentimes they'll go straight to a GC, and that GC will pull in a designer or architect. Sometimes the homeowners go straight to an architect. Sometimes they go straight to an interior design. So right now we're calling our target market project owners of home renovations. So really renovation professionals. So it could be the architect, the interior designer, or the GC, but the homeowners are the users of the platform as well. But who we actually build this technology to serve is the renovation professional, to really be an assistant to them in guiding homeowners through the process.
Yeah. I literally, the show I'm thinking of is like with Chip and Joanna Gaines, when like it shows like the layout of like, this is what she sees. And that's kind of like my vision. Like I'm seeing this is like, here just helps like give the, I guess, the project owners or, the project managers a layout of like, I guess, what it could look like, right? Is that like, it's like a VR type, like what exactly is that?
So we don't necessarily focus on any of, I guess, the work that goes into the renovation. So those architectural drawings, the interior design, the visuals, all that is still pretty much managed and owned by that renovation professional. What our platform does is create a central kind of a hub for housing all that information and providing it in a way, or provide to the homeowners in a way that gives them that transparency they need. It's to be able to, so a lot, because right now a lot of the you know, the tools that are being used by architects and interior designers are already providing those visuals. The problem is they don't, you know, a lot of times these professionals don't, you know, have really no one have the resources or the time to understand how this technology works and to implement into their process. So Formis has created this platform to make that accessible and easy for them to implement in the process and to provide to the homeowners. But it's not, it's our platform is really focused on that process and tying into other technology in a way that provides a seamless, all the tools in one place that provides that seamless experience from end to end.
Gotcha. Awesome. Thanks for explaining that. That's amazing. So I love what you're doing over at Formis. I think it's fantastic. All the things that you're innovating, right? Especially in the Austin area. Tell me, like, talking a little bit on the AI side, like, why did you decide to start implementing or using AI in the first place in Formis? And what challenges were you trying to solve with it?
Yeah, so back to your point, you mentioned VR earlier. At first, when we first started Formis 3 years ago, you know, there was a big hype around VR. And so we were looking at that being the primary tool, or I guess, like I said before, that central place that everyone meets up and has all the information they need to go through the process. And we created a proof of concept based on that. And although it was cool, it was effective, it was more of a nice to have than a need to have in this industry. At the end of the day, we learned that, you know, it's, the technology is just not there yet for this industry to adopt. But through that, through that process, what we did learn is that the way that we we prepared the homeowner up front, which is where we had collected all this information from them and were very thorough in that process. We educated them on what to expect going into the process. That piece of the process of, you know, what we did when we tested out on a homeowner was what brought the most value to the renovation professionals. And that was kind of our aha moment of, oh, wow, well, gosh, AI can do this. And so what we kept hearing from the design build professionals, like the architects, the interior designers, the general contractors, was that they're overwhelmed with all the kind of non-productive tasks, like answering repetitive client questions, digging through folders to find the right document, or trying to remember where one piece of information was stored. And that eats up their time and it pulls them away from the real work of the design and the build. So, and the tools that they're using now, they aren't cutting it. They aren't flexible enough to handle the complexity and variety of their workflows, because, you know, every project is different. Every team has its own way of working. So they need something smarter, something that can adapt, learn, and deliver accurate, consistent answers without that risk of misinformation. So that's when we turned to AI, specifically RAG and fine-tuned language models, to give them a way to help them scale their expertise without sacrificing that quality and control.
Yeah, that's amazing. And I can't imagine too, like with with how big, because the projects are so different for every single client, like it's not just like one and done. This is the template they need to work with. It's like, hey, we've got to customize it based on the person's preferences. Right. And so using AI to help say, okay, let's take away some of these common tasks that really are draining the time of that project manager who's overseeing it, and saying, okay, let me focus on the things that really matter most. In this case, it's like, hey, what's the vision? What's the renovation? What are the pressing matters? So I think it's really cool how the AI is like able to really capitalize on that. And what types of like results have you been, you know, for those who've been using Formis, like what types of results have you been seeing so far since implementing it?
Well, okay, so just a little bit of information around where we're at in development. We are currently in the process of developing the AI agents to streamline this workflow, and so we've been diving into that that product design over the last few months, and are deep in it right now. So while we are developing, we are currently partnering with design build professionals and manually stepping in as AI agents ourselves. This lets us test the value of the solution in real world scenarios before we jump fully into development. But by the renovations that we are manually walking through, again, as our AI agent, Sadie is the name, we've had, the results have been incredibly validating. Last year, we tested the process on 2 bathroom renovations. Both were completed with 0 mid-construction changes and stayed on budget, right, which, as I'm sure the listeners here know, is almost unheard of. And so, and even more validating, we help the renovation professionals cut down over 50% of the time they usually spend on those non-productive tasks. And so, so the feedback has been incredible. Like, the professionals we work with are now bringing us in more projects, and homeowners are telling their friends about the experience. And so just from this word of mouth alone, we've already completed the planning and design of 4 more projects this year and are currently working on 5 more projects with more in the pipeline. Validation, it's kind of the ultimate validation. Our partner architect has already seen a 5x increase in revenue this year compared to last as a result of our process. So yeah, it's working. The momentum is really.
Yeah. So talking about, Sadie, right? That's what you call, what it's called. Those numbers you shared from like last year to this year, when was Sadie actually live and being used for some of your projects? And then I guess tell me, like, kind of differentiate that gap between last year and this year and then Sadie.
So last year we had, let me back up a little bit as far as how we're using AI or how we're thinking about using AI. We've been going through doing some deep customer discovery where we talk to design build professionals to understand their pain points and how they work day to day. And then we've mapped out jobs to be done. So basically what tasks they're trying to accomplish and where that friction is. From there, we narrowed it in, on which of those jobs are truly must-have features in the product and bring most value. So now we're building out AI agents specifically designed to support those jobs. And then we'll begin testing them. Well, we have begun testing some of them to see, how they perform. So we had an initial kind of what we called the onboarding Sadie last year, where it collected initial information about homeowner projects, educated them on what are things that they need to think about before going in to make sure they're truly qualified and their expectations are realistic going into the process. So that's how we started. But then going through, as we're mainly continuing to go through the process with these home renovations, we then spun up on the second renovation, a RAG model to be able to then feed Sadie with all the project details so that when it goes into construction, the GC now has quick access. They can reference Sadie for any details about the project and get those answers in real time without having to ping the architect or designer or the homeowner.
Okay, so it's almost like it gives the power back into the flexibility for the project manager to go, okay, instead of like having to ping other team members and get disconnected from what they're focusing on, they can just talk to Sadie, right, and pull that data into the conversations. That way it's quick, 24/7, right, fast as possible. So like as far as like, because you've had some time to test out Sadie and you see some of the, I guess, almost like the results that it's performing for some of your project managers and your clients. What would you say, like going into 2025 and obviously in 2026, what are some of those upcoming AI initiatives that you feel like you're going to maybe play the biggest role in your operations next?
So how do we see evolving what we're doing now to using AI to support the professionals on a grander scale? Is that what you're asking?
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. So that is, I have to keep it very
to be determined
because that's our secret sauce.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, hey, we'll keep it confidential. Well, we won't talk about it here on this.
But just to,
but there is something in the works, though, right? Like there.
Yeah, we're currently in development now where we have identified, we've broken apart the pre-construction process from ideation all the way to delivering a design package ready for construction. And we have put it, we've broken apart that process and we've put it back together in a way that we feel is more, effective in that what we're testing, which has been going really well. And now we're plugging right now, as I mentioned, we are currently manually going through a lot of that process ourselves and we're being Sadie. So now we're building the agents to be able to automate that instead of them. Eventually we would, want to hand the tool over to these renovation professionals to assist them instead of us having, to be the ones doing it. And so we are building out the agents, the different agents needed to streamline certain parts of the process. And so we should be by Q1 of next year, we should have our first version of the product ready to test with renovation professionals.
Yeah, that's awesome. It makes me more excited because now it's like it's a secret. But I like how it's like you are working towards it, and I think it's like putting those project managers and those who are managing those projects, like having them put like that is the first person you have in mind of like how can we help like save more time for them so that way they could do more projects instead of doing four. Four a year or per month or however many, but like to be able to expedite that so they can do twice as many projects. I think that's going to be where AI can help the most in. Yeah. And as we start wrapping this up, Melissa, like for those who are listening in and they're really curious to learn a little bit more about Formis, where should they go to learn more about you and Formis?
Yeah. So at this stage in our startup, really the best way to learn more is to schedule a call with us directly. You can reach out to me at mwood@formus.ai. You can also check out our website. It's very high level information, but can give you an idea. And if you're on Instagram or Facebook, I recommend following us. Again, Formus. That's where we share project updates and the results of the projects as they happen, which is exciting. Like I said, we have a lot in the works right now, and we just recently posted the two bathroom renovations so you can see kind of that transformation. And those are the ones where I said there were no mid-construction changes and it stayed on budget, which is pretty spectacular.
Yeah, awesome. Awesome, cool. Well, thank you so much, Melissa. It was an absolute pleasure to have you on. Hopefully you enjoyed this conversation as much as I did.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me, Kyle. I appreciate it.
Yeah, for sure. And remember, if you're looking to implement AI into your own business, don't try and do it yourself. The time and stress that the AI will cause just isn't worth it. Schedule a call with GPT Trainer and let them build out and manage your AI for you. Again, that's gpt-trainer.com. Signing out for now. Have a wonderful rest of your day and looking forward to seeing you on the next episode of AI Chronicles.